Hello, Audio Boo. It is Canadian Diva here. And thanks to my good friend Mendy at Love for R&B 1231, I have discovered that October is once again a thing. And this makes me very happy because I was wondering about that. So, I just listened to what I think was the official October Boo and discovered that the word is in fact pronounced Octaver, not Octaver, as I previously thought. But I prefer Octaver. Just sounds more, I don't know, makes more sense. But since the official pronunciation is Octaver, I will go with that. But anyway, that is not the point. The point is that it's back, and that it's fun, and I tried to do it last year, but failed epically. And somewhere around the middle, the topics just got less interesting. So I'm going to do my best this year to do October all the way through to day 31. So for those of you who are late to the party, October, or hashtag October14, is a music-related thing on Audioboo where every day there is a music-related question and you can answer it in whatever way you see fit. So that could be just speaking on it, it could be playing samples of tracks, could be both. However you want to answer the daily question, you can do so. And it's just a fun way to talk about music that you like, and to maybe discover new music, and just connect with other music enthusiasts across Audioboo. So, today's topic was music that you have discovered in the past year. Now, first, I guess, before I get into the question, I should introduce a little bit about my musical tastes, because music is something that is an extreme passion of mine. My favorite genre of music is R&B, and I like a little bit of hip-hop, as long as it's positive or socially conscious in some way. I'm also big into pop, especially from the 90s, but if it's released today and still sounds like it was released in the 90s, I might listen to it just for nostalgia's sake. I also really like gospel music, and I like the odd country song or group, like I really like Hunter Hayes and Rascal Flatts and Lady Antebellum and people who don't sound country necessarily. But my favorite genre of music is definitely R&B. So, one of my big musical discoveries of the past year was probably one that was a lot of people's big musical discoveries of the past year, and that would be Sam Smith. I don't know what they're feeding people in the UK these days, or what they're putting in the water, or whatnot, but there is a lot of really good stuff. I was about to use another word and I stopped myself. Coming out of the UK lately. It is amazing. Like, all this really soulful music is coming out of the UK. I don't know where they're getting it from, but it is amazing and it is epic. And Sam Smith is one of those. When I first heard Stay With You, sorry, Stay With Me. It was like a religious experience. I just was transcended and just transfixed by this amazingly soulful voice and these lyrics that were just like so emotional and just passionate. And I had to hear more. So Sam Smith is definitely one of my favorite musical discoveries of the past year. Also, one of my other ones would have to be an artist from Atlanta named Marion Mariba. And I first discovered her when India Arie, who is one of my favorite artists, tweeted her and just gave her some props. And I was like, oh, cool, you know, anyone that India endorses or likes is generally good. So I listened and I was a fan. Sort of jazzy, neo-soul kind of goodness. Marion Mariba, definitely check her out. Another one who I was actually just turned on to last night is Avery Sunshine. Now, I'd heard the name before, but I'd never really listened to her until last night when one of my Twitter followers tweeted out a video of her opening for Ledisi, who is another one of my favorites. And I listened to it, and I was just, again, just really moved and blown away by this woman's passion and her lyrics. And, like, that's just what I love about R&B and, more specifically, neo-soul. Just people like Ledisi and Jill Scott and Erica and India and all these people just, like, I mean, they just go up on stage, right? And it's not about all the gimmicks and the pyrotechnics and the whatever, you know, it's just them and the music and them just speaking whatever is on their mind and just moving people with their voices. And I love that. So I was a big fan of Avery Sunshine when I heard her last night. And I really wish I had more money on my iTunes account so that I could just buy everything that I'm hearing right now. Another one who I'm really into right now, who I discovered in the past year, is Molly Music. And it was one of my coworkers who turned me on to him. He is sort of a gospel singer, but he doesn't sing necessarily about Jesus. I would call it life music. It's gospel twinged, but it's life music. And he has this song called Beautiful. And again, just really, really passionate, really real and true, and just sort of stripped down. And I saw all these videos on YouTube of him singing different songs, like original songs, and I was just blown away by the simplicity. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of vocals and of, you know, runs and that kind of thing. You know, when someone uses their voice in a crazy way and I just want to stand up and start shouting or whatever, like, I love that. In fact, I'm raising my hand right now just thinking about it. But sometimes, if it's overdone, it can be really distracting. And sometimes, like, a lot of these artists that I mentioned aren't really about that. I mean, there's not a lot of runs or vocal gymnastics or doing it just for the sake of showing off. You know, if they put something in there, it's because it needs to be there. And it's going to enhance the song in a really true, authentic way. And that's what I love about, you know, all of these artists that I put there. No offense to Mariah and Christina, I think they can sing their faces off, and I love listening to it, and I could listen to it all day. But sometimes you just need to take out all of that and just listen to the voice. And so, yeah, those are my musical discoveries. I'm sure there are others that I'm forgetting and that I'm going to be really mad that I didn't mention. So I might have to come back and do a part two, boo. But for now, that's what it is. 21 seconds. Pause recording. And I only have 21 seconds left. So I will wrap up this boo. But I hope you guys will all join me tomorrow for October Day 2. And I hope to discover some new music through this October thing. So, yay! Happy October!